good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Yes, God is good. Yes, man, yes, He is good. Yeah, and just want to thank you so much for doing it, yeah?
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. Yes, every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. You know I love your voice, for you have led me through the fire. In darkest nights you are close like no other. You know I've known you as a father, you know I've known you as a friend, and I have
me up in the morning, oh, and my dad said, no, me can't say God great and good.
Our first Caribbean song for the week, coming from out of Jamaica, from the gifted international singing artist Christopher Martin, entitled The Goodness of God. You know, this song done by C.C. Winans has really impacted the hearts of so many people all over the world. And just watching and listening to Christopher sing this song, you can see this song has struck a home run in this guy's spirit and in his soul, man. You know, music is so powerful. You know, it's medicine to our souls. And you know, when you're feeling down and when you're sick or going through a bad time, music truly revitalized the life in your body once again, man. And I'm telling you, man, this song has really blessed me. It blessed my family. And just hearing it in the reggae version, you know, giving you that Caribbean vibe, you know, it just do something to you, you know. I'm really, really loving this rendition coming from the one and only Christopher Martin, man. Keep up the great work, bro. I know you grew up in church, but don't stop right there. Keep it coming. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a natural-born singer. Natural-born singer. She's a worshiper who years ago was heard singing by John P. Key, and he was so impressed with her singing that he invited her to join him in singing. And she became the internationally well-loved gospel recording artist she is today, the gifted and anointed Miranda Curtis. Miranda, welcome, dear sister. How are you?
I am well, Mike D. How are you?
Oh, every day's a great day, Miranda. Every day's
wonderful.
A great day. And you being a worshiper and prayer warrior, I'm sure you're sending up prayers for people in Maui, Hawaii, with the wildfires and people who are dealing with very hot temperatures, wildfires, and flooding and that type thing around the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. Definitely praying for those people. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Miranda, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. You know, Miranda, recently you celebrated your birthday on the 4th of August. And by the way, I did also, and I am also a Leo like yourself, you know. How did it went? Did you enjoy it? Because trust me, I sure enjoyed mine.
Hello, landlord.
Hi.
It's good to speak with you again. I didn't know we shared the same birthday.
Yes.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. I celebrated with friends. I went to Disney World for the very first time with 10 of my friends, and we just enjoyed it. It was so fun. I was a big kid again.
Wow.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much, Miranda. That means so much coming from you.
Well, Miranda, you brought to us another wonderful anointed song, Let Him In. Let Him In is your brand new song. It's ministering well already. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Tell us about Let Him In, Miranda.
Oh, my goodness. Let Him In was birthed at a time. It was last year, and I was in a session, and my friend was like, hey, let's write a song. And I thought about the music that I grew up with, the kind of music my mother used to sing. And I said, well, what if I wrote a song from back in those days? And the message ended up being a love song and a song of discipleship.
I can feel that. I can feel that. Letting Jesus in, that's the best advice ever, really.
Absolutely.
For real. And I'm really loving it, man. And I love the video also, man. Really nice. Miranda, tell me something. You know, when people hear your name, they automatically think about music and worship, you know, and I'm sure there are other things that you do, you know, that you may be great at, you know, maybe you may be a chef, you know, what you got to say about that?
What do I say about that? Well, you would be correct. I love to cook.
Wow.
I absolutely. It is a great pastime for me. It's therapeutic, actually. I love to entertain family, guests. I love to cook. I love to just be around my friends. I watch TV more often now. I guess because I'm getting older. I don't know. But I love to vacation. I love to cook. I love to bowl, even though I'm not good at it, but I still love it. And I just love being around my friends. That's about it.
Nice. Well, I know you're such a worshiper, and I'm so glad that you have things that you can do that you, you know, helps you to relax as well. Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, man, that's some good stuff. It's always good to balance your life, you know. Sometimes you could be so spiritually minded without having no earthly good, man. Good stuff. Miranda, there is a fan of yours from out of South Africa, and she has a question for you.
Hello, Miranda. I trust you're doing great. My name is Robert Caleb. I'm a Nigerian, but I live in Cape Town, South Africa. So just one question for you. How do you balance music business with music ministry? Because I got to understand that music is a business on its own and it's a ministry on its own. So how do you balance those two together? I'd love to hear your answer. God bless you.
Hello, Rehoboth Caleb. The way I balance music business and ministry is with the business part, I have developed a team of people, one to help protect me, but to filter, you know, the business through people who are able to read contracts, people who are able to, you know, do the heavy lifting for me so that the ministry part for me can be easy. So they're there for several reasons, for protection, for them to hold my arms up and to make ministry easy. So I have manager, I have someone running my website, I have people taking my requests. So I have a team of people surrounding me, and they all have assignments. That's how I'm able to freely do the ministry part, because I'm not as hands-on with the business part. I'm aware of the business part. I know what's going on with the business part, but I have people in line and in place to handle those things so I don't have to.
Nice, nice, Miranda. That right there is pure wisdom. You know, there is no success without a team. We all need people in areas of our lives where we are weak in, man. Great, great, great stuff.
Miranda, you are great. You are so anointed, and we just appreciate you letting God use you like you do. And thanks so much for joining us, Miranda Curtis.
Mike D and Landlord, thank you so much for having me again, and I appreciate your time. It's so good speaking to the both of you all. And to all you amazing people in the Bahamas, the Caribbean, the islands, and Africa, thank you so much for your love and continued support.
You are so welcome, Miranda. You just keep doing what you do, and you are such a blessing to the kingdom of God, man. Thanks for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show, and we wish you all the best. God bless.
Because of where you've been, the things that you've done. You don't deserve this kind of love, but I wanna let you know he's the God that forgives you. So give him your life. It's the only way.
Only way to live.
If you wanna
know this love,
so glad you do.
Letting Jesus Christ in is a very good thing. Miranda's a PK, a preacher's kid from Miami, Florida, and her mom and dad both could sing. And when she was a toddler, she would sing along with her parents, and they taught her how to harmonize and all that. And now Miranda Curtis is singing and worshiping all over the world. Miranda says for her new song, Let Him In, she doesn't have any album planned yet. She waits on the Lord to give her an album. She said when the Lord gives her a new album, that's when she'll do it. And we want to thank the gifted and anointed Miranda Curtis for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, it's always nice to hear the singing of the gifted and anointed Miranda Curtis.
Mike, Miranda Curtis is one of my favorites, man. I just love her. Whenever I am going through some stuff, whenever I get into my praise and worship mode, I listen to some Miranda Curtis, and it's always great to have her right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next is a group from out of South Carolina, and they go by the name of the Rising Stars Gospel Singers. Check out their latest single entitled Take the Lord with me.
You ought to
take the Lord with you.
Oh, everywhere.
Everywhere you go.
Yes, you ought to
take the Lord with you.
Oh, everywhere.
Everywhere you go,
oh, in the street
or
in a crowd.
Rising Stars Gospel Singers sound old school because they are old school. They were formed many, many years ago, and the group just keeps evolving. Singing like that, there'll be new members coming in and carrying the mantle for the Rising Stars Gospel Singers. They get that harmonizing old school sound, Landlord.
Yeah, Mike. The Rising Stars Gospel Singers are out of South Carolina, and they can really, really sing, man. They're really putting it down. And this group originated in the 1940s by two brothers, Robert and Johnny Wilson. They quickly became the Indian Boys and then later restructured and changed the name to the Rising Stars Gospel Singers. These guys have been around for years, singing for the Lord, and still today, they are doing the same, man, and still feeling the anointed in their music, man. These guys are amazing, you know. But guess what? I am truly loving this tune, man. I love the vibe. I love the music, man. This song will cause you just move, man. Great southern music, man. Great, great, great music. And, you know, it's always great to take the Lord wherever you go, man. Because wherever you go, when the Lord is with you, he got your back, man. It's nothing like when the Most High is on your side. Amen? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, Landlord, persistence, patience, and perseverance make challenges, obstacles, and doubts disappear.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, if you keep banging on a closed door with persistence, one day it shall open. Good word, Mike. Good word. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international artist Miranda Curtis for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for always taking the time and hanging out with us. We truly appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Coming up next is a husband and wife duo from out of Trinidad and Tobago, Mr. Aaron and Janelle John. You know, they said that this song, they wrote it because they really wanted to really inspire the listeners to really to start to forgive, love on each other, bring hope to those who don't feel that they are loved. And today, I pray this song blesses you. It's entitled, Your Love. Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Show it, how will the unseen know it? If in the church we are so sure. to me. And no matter what they do to me, no.
From my head to my feet, God, your love's sweet. All the believers put the song on repeat. We gotta stop this fighting. We gotta start uniting. Enough chatter, and deep down it don't matter. I am a lover, not a hater. Hey, forgive your brother and love one another so heaven can know your name.